Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But I kind of know what's happening. We're down and out after another loss today. Welcome into Gwen and Chris. 2:03 is the time. We got a couple of hours here ahead of Thursday night football. Ugh. Do they really have to play that game tonight? Is any way they could just cancel it and say that,
I get what you're doing.
I know, but I mean, that's going to be an ugly score tonight.
I don't know why I feel this way, but I feel like
there's something's going to happen. Like they're going to actually.
The Dolphins
play.
Have been embarrassed in the last two weeks.
Embarrassed, so. And they've also spent. If they do read or hear anything on social media or other or elsewhere, they basically been collectively told they're the softest, worst team in the National Football League.
Time to prove you're not.
Right. You may say, hey, maybe they'll go out and show they're not, but they're going to try to do it against a team that's really, really good, and that's therein lies more of the problem. But we don't want to talk too much Dolphin football. We will touch on the Thursday night game, and we will be carrying it for you after this program ends. Pre-game show gets started at 4:30. But until then, Scrabe, a lot to focus on. The Padres lost to the Mets today, 6-1. And when we left here yesterday, to me, we're back where we were.
Exactly.
Like it's 24 hours later, and we're right where we were sitting yesterday.
100%.
They won a game last night, and we kind of felt good about it. And they lost the game today, and we don't feel very good about it. And I could say the same thing today that I said yesterday. And that is, you have to be concerned. You don't have to give up the season. You don't have to say, well, we have no chance to win in the playoffs, because we know that they do. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a 2 out of 3 series at Wrigley Field. It's not set in stone yet, but it's becoming more and more likely by the day. However, the worrisome thing is that they've now played 11 road series against teams that are going to be in the playoffs. Okay, they played 2 series against the Dodgers on the road, lost them both. They played a series in Philadelphia, lost that one. They played a series now in the Mets. They're probably going to be in the playoffs, lost that one. Did I mention the Cubs? No, they played a series with the Cubs early in the season on the road, lost that one. Over on the other side, they played a series at Toronto, got swept in that one, I think.
Yes.
Played a series against the Yankees.
And I
on
thought
the road.
That was the low point. Of
no,
the
that was a long. That was a lot of low points ago.
Oh, man.
That was a lot of low points ago.
I remember Braden and I being at the blood drive.
Yeah, and you're like, how can this get any worse?
And I was just so angry at fans for giving up on the season. That was in like May.
I know. That's so long ago. But just to continue the list, they played a series at the Yankees, lost that one. Played one in Seattle a couple of weeks ago, lost that one. Played one in Detroit, lost that one. Played one in Houston, lost that one. So those are all the playoff series teams that they've played on the road. The only one that they've won was before the All-Star break. They won a 2 out of 3 in Milwaukee. Other than that,
of course they did. Just the
best team in baseball. They won that one. But yeah, so you're looking at 10 out of 11 series against playoff caliber teams, and they've lost, you know, almost all of them. And now we're to sit here and hope against all hope that 2 weeks from now they're going to go on the road for a three-game series against a playoff team and they're going to win it? That's the worrisome thing. And it has to be. That's a season-long thing. That's not just like, well, they've struggled lately against, you know, good team. No, it's been all season. You go April, May, June, July, August, September. They haven't been able to beat good teams, especially away from Petco Park. They're not a great road team anyway. And, you know, their offense continues to be up one night, down the next. The starting pitching is so bad now that apparently Mike Schilt has given up on it completely. And I got to be honest with you, Scraby. I get money from Mike Schilt. He sends it to me directly. I get it from the Padres. They say, please, Chris, go on and say nice things about me.
They don't, everybody. I don't know why Chris keeps it perpetuating this, but they don't.
Because people believe it. I'm going to tell you right now, they're not sending me the check today. Because I don't know what the hell Mike Schilt is doing right now. I really don't. I don't get taking my ace pitcher, my all-star pitcher, Cy Young candidate Nick Pivetta, out of a game 4 2/3 innings in with the lead. I get it a little bit more with Randy Vasquez, but today was ridiculous. Why are you even starting the guy? Third inning, you're already warming. They were warming somebody up as soon as Juan Soto let off that inning with a single.
And he sees it, too.
Of course you do. That's a great point, Scraby, that we're not thinking about. You made a good point, I know. You blind squirrel thing.
No.
But no, as a former pitcher, absolutely. You look down to the bullpen, you see somebody warming up, you're like, wow, they have no faith in me at all. And then the next guy gets a hit. And that's pretty much ball game for Randy Vasquez. The bullpen is already completely worn out. Did we not see that last night? Morejon pitched, Estrada pitched, Miller pitched, and Suarez pitched last night.
Yep.
Do we not know that there's no day off for tomorrow? So if you pitched all those guys again today, or any of them today, then you wouldn't have them for tomorrow. But you're going to your bullpen in the third inning. And in a lot of ways, Schilt lucked out because they never got the lead today. Wandy Peralta made sure of that. It only took him two pitches to put them behind five. Look, they have the best bullpen in baseball. They do. And I even got a Twitter from somebody the other day, Scraby. I don't feel like looking it up.
Okay.
But we were talking about their bullpen. I think it was yesterday's show and how good it is and how that's how they can win in the playoffs, keep games close, win with the best bullpen. And somebody said, what are you, an idiot? The Padres have the best bullpen in baseball? That was the tweet that somebody sent to me.
Do you have some issue with saying they're the best bullpen in baseball right now because we're not seeing it right now?
What is the issue? They're number one in ERA. They're number one in WHIP. They're number one in opposing batting average. They're number one in saves. And they're number one in wins. By what metric are they not the best bullpen in baseball? Today's metric because they gave up a home run?
No, not at all.
It's ridiculous to say that they're not the best bullpen in baseball. That doesn't mean you are the best bullpen in baseball every day. What it means is that you're the best bullpen in baseball this season. That's all it means, and nothing is guaranteed. But having said that, I don't really know what the hell Mike Schilt is thinking right now. And I don't know. Third inning, it just seems absolutely ridiculous. 48 pitches. Unless you told Vasquez before the game, hey, we just need two innings today. But I'm sure they didn't. And Pivetta looked like he was about to, if somebody would have given him a bat, he would have ground it to sawdust last night. when they took him out, one out away from a victory. This is another thing that has been done a lot this season, mostly to Vasquez. But when a pitcher is one out from a victory, I know it's a team game. I know it's all about the team. But guys who are starting pitchers, if you're half worth your salt, you want to get the win. You go out there to try to get the win. And when you're leading and you're one out away from the win and they take you out of the game, I think you feel some type of way. I just do.
I saw the look on Randy Vasquez's face today. He was kind of like,
he was perplexed.
He was like,
he didn't get it.
Like, why are you coming out to get me right now?
He didn't get it.
I did a deep, deep, deep dive because I'm a huge Randy Vasquez fan. Always have been this year. And I went through and looked how many times he was taken out of the game before 90 pitches was thrown.
Before 90? That's almost every game he's pitched, isn't it?
Kind of.
I would think.
And I compared it to Nick Pivetta and Dylan Cease because they're the only other two guys that have consistent starts this year. So I could tell you about that on the other side. Also, I think it's fair for us to listen to Mike Schill explain why he did what he did.
All right. I had my say. You had yours, or you'll have a little more of
your
say.
I'll have a little more.
And then Mike Schilt will have his say.
Yes.
And he'll tell us why he is looking to us like he's pressing a panic button that doesn't need to be pressed. So what is the explanation? We'll find out when we get back. Mets 6, Padres 1. We've got notes on a scorecard to break everything that happened in the game down today. I'm especially proud of today's.
Okay.
It's a really, really good one. It's got a lot of stuff in it that we can go off in another direction and talk about. That's coming up. We've got, the rest of baseball. We got the football, as we said, tonight. And we're settling in. So welcome to it, Gwynn and Chris. With Tony, of course, traveling to Chicago on 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wasn't happy. I don't think anybody could have been happy with that move. And the fact that it backfired just made it worse.
Yeah.
I don't think I would change my opinion a whole lot had Peralta come in and got a double play grounder. I just still don't understand wiping out your bullpen with three more games coming up this weekend and a very you know, to me, had Vasquez had not walked anybody again, he's throwing the ball well. He's getting strikeouts. He gave up a hit to Francisco Lindor, and he gave up a hit to Juan Soto.
Two great
hitters. If you took everybody out of the game that gave up hits to those guys, they would never make it through an inning. I didn't get it. And if you don't trust Vasquez at all like that, then why is he even starting? Like, he shouldn't even start.
Or
don't bring him back up from the minors if you have that little trust that you're warming a guy up in the bullpen in a one tie in the bottom of the third inning of what is still a regular season game. This is not a game that you had to win to clinch a playoff spot. It's not one you needed to get into first place or clinch a home field advantage. Of course you want to win, but we've talked about this a lot. You can't manage to win every game, or eventually it's going to wear out and cost you down the road. You have to pick your spots. I didn't see this as a spot. If there was a day off tomorrow, he might have been able to talk me into it. Anyway, Mike Shildt got his say after the game because he was certainly asked about why he went to Peralta in the third inning.
Yeah, it wasn't actually overly complicated for me. Didn't work out as planned, but you know, we talked last night about this being more of a playoff type atmosphere. You know, it's a lineup more conducive to lefties. We trust Randy. We you know, we're in the third. We've already hit in the third. Obviously, we're down 2-1. We got first and third, and you know, there's always that spot. There are multiple spots in the game that you want to make sure you keep it where it is. We know that they've got their back end guys fully rested. We know their starter's going to be on a shorter leash. At that point, it's about the best matchup to get out of the inning with keeping it where it's at. Got a top five ground ball guy against lefties in Wandy Peralta, who I have a ton of confidence in and has rewarded that. And then we have a very high ground ball guy in Nemo. So, I mean, clearly the worst case scenario is what happened. But going out, I'm thinking, okay, just hit it at somebody, you know, and we're at least good. You know, if he doesn't, then okay, well, we'll tell about it with Ventos and still some favorable matchups, which you got the next five guys out. I also trust the fact that our bullpen's in a pretty good spot, and the guys that can hold it there, or you know, which Hart did and Yuki did, and you know, the leadoff walk came out to get Marinaccio, and you know, Bradley took his inning down. But you know, at that point, it's the best chance to make sure, because if you think about that third having already hit on the road, and you know their bullpen's fully loaded and ready to go, that really turns into the seventh.
I'd be honest with you, it sounded an awful like. Like a guy who was trying to talk himself into believing what he did was right.
I kind of get that feeling.
I mean, that's
too.
Honestly what I got.
Because
out of
he,
that. I was like, and another thing. Oh wait a little. Oh wait, and another thing. Blah, blah, blah. And he started off by saying it really wasn't very complicated for me. It was an easy decision.
Yeah.
Well, apparently it was not an easy decision because you then went on to give me a 5-minute diatribe as to why you did it.
I think maybe he did that because he knows that fans are going to be criticizing him, so he wants to get all the information out there.
I don't think he cares.
And I'll give him this. I mean, they did. It was well thought out. It didn't work. It wasn't what I would do. And a couple weeks ago, I said that I wanted Mike Shildt to manage with more feel. And this was an example of that. Randy Vasquez was doing fine. Yes, he had two guys on base, but I would have let Randy Vasquez try to get out of the inning rather than bring in Wandy Peralta. And here's where I went with my research, Chris. Randy Vasquez today threw 48 pitches, 31 strikes. We all know the situation. If you go back to August 15th...
I do want to change one thing I said. I said he didn't walk anybody. He did walk one, which was right at the end. He walked Alonso.
Yes.
Go ahead.
August 15th against the Dodgers, Vasquez replaces Peralta. He gives up two runs in the bottom of the third, but then he sat down the next six Dodgers. He went 3 2/3 innings there. July 26th at St. Louis, 4 2/3, one earned run, one walk. 67 pitches, up 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Maury Hone comes in for him. July 21st, and this is the last game I'll go over. At Marlins, 4 1/3, 67 pitches once again. But he gave up 7 hits, bottom of the fifth, one out. Maury Hone came in. Now, here's the thing, Chris. In 26 games this year, Randy Vasquez has thrown less than 90 pitches, 21 times, which is 81% of his appearances this year have been less than 90 pitches. Pivetta, in 30 games, 13 games with less than 90 pitches. Cease, in 30 games, 7 games with less than 90 pitches. I feel like they've been managing Randy Vasquez wrong. Or not wrong, but they've been too careful with him this year. They have been taking him out whenever he seems to be getting into a little bit of trouble. And I would like to see him work out of it. Like you said, what's the point of starting if you're not going to let him go? If you're not going to let him work out of trouble?
The one thing he said in there that is just absolutely not factual. It may be in his mind when he said that we trust Randy. It may be factual in his mind that he thinks they trust Randy.
Wandy.
But he's no, Randy. He said we took Randy out, but we trust Randy.
Okay.
We trust him. But
I thought
he
said
him.
We trust Wandy.
No, he said we trust Randy, meaning we took him out there, but we trust him. I don't believe you do. And that is not what you give off to the rest of us. That you have any trust at all in Vasquez. If any manager should have panicked today, honestly, it should have been their guy.
Carlos Mendoza.
Because the starting pitcher for the Mets, Tong, he didn't make it out of the first inning in his last game against Texas. He gave up 7 runs or 6 runs.
Was this his 5th start of his career?
Fourth. He didn't make it out of the first inning. Well, today in the first inning, he gave up 2 hits. In the second inning, he gave up 2 hits and a run. You know what I mean? Like, why were we sticking with him? Because their manager wasn't panicking. I don't get it. He said we have to manage this like a playoff game. Why? What are we doing? We've got 11 games to go. Are we going to be doing this the rest of the season? Is Dylan Cease out in the first inning tomorrow night if he gives up a couple of runs?
No.
I don't think we'll make it to the finish line, even though there's only a week to go.
I tweeted this last night, too, and we saw it with Jeremiah Estrada. And I know we're catastrophizing everything right now because it's not been good as of late. But Jeremiah Estrada gives up a home run in the 7th inning. And you're now starting to feel the Jason Adam injury because he obviously is your 7th inning guy with Mason Miller and then Robert Suarez. And I don't know what's up with Jeremiah Estrada, but he has been giving up the long ball.
Estrada had a stretch earlier this year with 16 2/3 shutout innings.
Yes,
Mason
he can
Miller.
Do it, yes,
yes. So Mason Miller has a 17 right now. Got to get Estrada back on the beam. He's certainly capable. I worry about everybody giving up a run. I mean, you people think that Mason Miller comes in, it's an automatic thing. Well, I don't know. Juan Soto missed tying the game off him last night by about 6 inches.
Yeah,
I'm just saying nothing's automatic. I got to go with what I have. I got to go with the guys I do trust and believe in. I don't think you trust Vasquez, so stop wasting my time by putting him out there. I mean, to me, Schilt talked about, I'm just going by what he said in that quote. He said, we had a 2-1 game. We had first and third. We want a double play. So we took him out. We went with Wandy, but we do trust Randy. Okay, well, here's how much you trust Randy. After Lindor got the first hit, or was it Mullins? I think Mullins got the first hit of the inning.
I think it was
then
Mullins.
Lindor got a hit.
Because he scored, so.
As Lindor got that hit, Peralta was already up.
Yeah.
That's how much you trust Vasquez. You had somebody throwing with one man on base. So I don't think you trust Vasquez, and that's fine. But stop wasting our time and putting him in.
He's been less wild of late, too. Last seven games, he's only walked 4. The last 5 of those games, he's only walked 1. So if the argument is, well, he lets too many guys on base, he's not given the free passes anymore. He's given up some hits, but he's not loading the bases and playing traffic cop as much anymore.
Well, Cease is getting a ton of base runners, too, so we'll see how that's managed tomorrow. We'll do more on the Padre game in the notes on a scorecard.
We're fired up today.
It wasn't all Mike Schilt's decision to take out Vasquez in the 3rd inning. It also is the fact that they did nothing against a rookie pitcher who they just absolutely should not let shut them down.
Yeah.
He struck out 8 Padres, including 4 in a row at one point. That shouldn't happen if you're a playoff team that wants to go somewhere. You can't have a rookie who has no confidence. He got shelled his last time. He's walking out there with no confidence at all, and now he shuts you down for 5 innings. That kind of stuff can't happen. And if you look at it, when they score 3 or fewer runs, They win 29.5% of the time, three or less. When they score four or more, 76.5.
Just get to the four runs then. That's simple.
I'm just saying, they scored one today. So all of the managing in the world by Mike Shildt, or not managing, or changing pitchers or not, wasn't going to matter. The Mets were going to score at least two. You know what I mean?
I do.
So, I mean, I didn't get it. I don't like the appearance that we're like into a panic mode, or we're into a, we got a here with 12 games left, 10 games left. I didn't get it. But I don't know that that was a reason they lost the game.
All right, let's. I know we need to go to break, but here, if they leave Vasquez in and he gives up two runs, three runs, are we crushing Shildt for not taking him out? I don't think we would.
I don't think you are.
I don't think you and I would.
I think a starting pitcher guts three, four innings at least. If not, why are they in there? And if Vasquez, if you're worried that he's going to give up a three-run home run, then don't tell me you trust him. You don't trust him. You had somebody throwing with one man on base in the third inning. So, you know, your actions speak louder than words, as I've been told many times. 6-1, it was Mets. The Padres are down four in the first three innings for about the umpteenth game in a row.
That's another thing.
And,
We have to say that. It's not easy for this offense to come back from two or three runs in the first three runs of the game every single night.
I think
it's not easy.
I think it has something to do with why the offense gets shut down like that, because it is not easy to be down four in every game.
And then they're pressing.
All right. Chris Ello, who loves Mike Shildt, Matt Scraby.
Mike Shildt, too.
I do. This is the same Chris who sticks up for him 90% of the time. But this is the 10%. I'm not going to back him up. I don't agree with it. We're coming back with more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey, hey, I love reading this, right? I'm in a better mood already. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Your local, why am I so excited by this? Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices, super low, throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. I'm going to print a lot of stuff. Exclusions apply. I think that's like, you know, Scraby can't take advantage of it, but the rest of you can. Visit staples.com/print for all the details. It ends November 1st. Plus, you save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. Yeah, we have those too. They didn't put that on there. That's just my favorite tagline.
Yes. They did not put that on there because that's not their tagline anymore.
That's my tagline for Staples.
If
they want me to read Staples' copy, they're getting that tagline.
One of these days, Mr. Staples is going to walk in here and just staple something to your
forehead. All right, we got notes on a scorecard. We're going to leave Mike Schilt alone for the most part moving forward. Again, didn't like the quick hook today. Seemed a little panicky to me. But there was other things about this game we'll get into, a 6-1 Mets victory. Before we do, though, I don't know what anybody is doing July of 2031. But if you're a Dodgers fan, you might want to go to Cooperstown. Because that's when Clayton Kershaw will be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Sorry.
I think that's rude.
I don't.
I think that's rude. That's similar to putting up the crying emoji, honestly.
No, it's not. He's not even in the building. It'd be like, listening.
The man has announced his retirement today.
I think it's really weird he does it today.
He's going to call it at the end of the season. You don't have to like him, but if you don't appreciate him, then you're not. Well, you don't appreciate anything if you're playing the sounder when I mentioned that he's going to go to the Hall of Fame.
I was more because you're bringing up and praising a Dodger right now. The mood that I'm in, Chris.
Sorry.
Babe.
I'm going to look, I hope they, you know, if they play Kershaw in the playoffs, I hope they get 12 runs off him before he gets an out. But to say anything other than the fact that Kershaw's been largely a stand-up character for 18 years.
That's a long time, actually.
And, you know, won and accomplished what he's done. You know, I think it's fair to take a moment. He announced that he will step down. It'll be over for Kershaw at the end of the season. All right, let's play some notes on a scorecard, Scraby, and tear into this loss to the Mets today.
What did Chris like? What does Chris want to clean up? Observations written on a grocery list. Notes on a scorecard starts now.
All right, here's my wife's grocery list.
Oh, it's multiple pages today.
Oh, it's a lot. Yeah, I had a lot to... lot today.
Well, usually it's just one page.
No, it's always multiple.
Okay.
All right, we'll start at the top of the first inning, which is a good place to start. I write this stuff as I'm watching the game. Manny came up in the top of the first.
I don't feel like this music fits today. Sorry.
He's going to go musicless?
No, I'll get another bed, but I can't do the exciting bed today.
26 home runs, 92 RBIs for Manny coming into the game today. Wow.
Baseball card.
I mean, we gave up on him going 3,100 about 1,000 times this season.
Yeah.
And he's quietly getting there. He needs four more homers. He only needs 8 RBIs. I think he's got a shot at 3,100 again.
We got 9 left.
Yeah, it'll be close.
It's going to be close.
Even if he doesn't make it, he's still posted once again, despite all of our concerns.
We didn't even talk about the Grand Slam last night.
Well, that was a thing of beauty, and that moved him past Dave Winfield into second on the all-time Padre RBI list.
Wow!
Just for fun, though, as many RBIs as Manny has as a Padre, he's 510 RBIs behind the leader.
Is that Tony Gwynn?
Tony's dead.
It has to. I was like, he played long enough. He
needs 510 RBIs against Tony.
I mean, give him 4 years, and I bet you he does.
All right, that's a nice thing I'm going to say about Manny. Now I'm going to criticize Manny. On that line drive that he hit over the head of the left fielder.
Oh, yeah.
They threw him out at second base, and he was out easily.
Yeah.
This isn't criticism of what he did today, but the first thing I thought of, and you probably thought of, was, I wonder if he was running hard the whole way. He doesn't tend to want to run hard unless he has to. So they showed the replay of him in the batter's box, and he ran hard, and he just got thrown out. I got no problem with that. The problem I have is that I have to look for it because a lot of times he doesn't run hard, and that bothers me. And if it doesn't bother you, fine. But how'd you feel last night when Elias Diaz was called out because he didn't get to home plate as he Cadillac'd home on what he thought was an RBI single? I'm old school. I'll admit it. Hustle. I don't think we're asking for too much. You're a baseball player. You have to sprint maybe four times a game. And I'm not saying Diaz had to break, you know, his back to get home on that. But to Cadillac around third and just kind of saunter in. And you know who was at home plate giving him instructions as he came in last night? Manny. Mm. And Manny was saying, you're good. You're good. Easy. Easy. Meanwhile, Arise is thrown out at second base. You lose a run. You lose a game because of that? Because you just couldn't run hard?
Yeah, I mean, those
I know people don't like it. Hey, Chris, I don't want them to get hurt, or you're being too...
No, we're too late in the season.
I don't think I'm being, you know, asking too much here.
We're too late in the season. I would have said that to you in June, but I'm not going to say that to you now because every single game matters. Every single inning matters.
Well, just ask your manager. He's managing it like it's the playoffs already. Anyway, Manny ran hard on this one. I'd like to see him run hard more often. Bottom of the first inning. Juan Soto tries to bunt his way on.
Yes.
I don't mind this. I know we're in a, you know, the Padres have the bunting culture.
Bunt culture.
Which, by the way, helped them win the game last night.
It did.
If you want to go back.
It did.
But if you're going to play the guy at shortstop where Manny was, why don't you take a free base hit more often? Soto tried. It didn't work. But I just think more guys ought to do it. I don't get why people don't want to take that, especially when you've got a guy who's swinging a bat like Alonso is coming up next. And if Soto was bunt would have worked, it would have been 2-0 Mets because Alonso did homer.
He did.
I just, to me, why? I know we're, you know, bunting isn't the cool thing. I get all, you know, whatever. Hey, I'm trying to win the game.
Win
get
it.
Me on base any way I can. I joked to somebody that if I was in the big leagues right now, I'd hit 450. Because I would just lay a bunt down the third baseline every time. I'd make it at least half the time.
I mean, I don't think that's...
No, but you know what I mean. I'm joking, but I'm taking it to an illogical extreme.
Yes.
But they're giving you a hit.
But if Juan Soto starts bunting more, then the defense is going to play that a little bit more. Because it's weird for Juan Soto to bunt to begin with. So it takes you completely off guard.
Not weird to me. Top of the second inning, Ryan O'Hearn's in a funk. Struck out on a check swing. Got the call. They didn't call it a strikeout. So he took the next pitch for strike three. Like, that's how it's going for Ryan O'Hearn right now. Last 16 games, he has one double and no RBIs. We need to get O'Hearn cranking here in the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
All right, Vasquez gets back-to-back strikeouts early in the ball game. I think it was the second inning. Gets them on fastballs that were right down the middle, and they were swung on and missed. I'm not the pitching coach, but that tells me he's got pretty good stuff. If he's throwing fastballs down the middle to big league hitters and they can't hit it, that tells me he's doing something right. This was a half an inning before he was removed from the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, Vasquez is not getting the respect that I, you know, that he deserves. All right. Third inning, Tatis, long fly ball, thought it was a home run. On the replay, I thought I saw the ball disappear behind the pole.
You did?
I thought.
I never thought I saw
I'm
that.
I'm old. I missed it.
Do you, okay.
Look, the umpires took a look at it. Obviously, it was a foul ball, but maybe I was seeing it with my heart.
Pulling the curtain back, Chris has forgotten his glasses at home. So.
I've been going without my glasses all week.
I did not see what you saw.
Yeah, well, either did anyone else because it was a foul ball. And then take me back, though, to last night. Soto's fly ball. Where your heart stopped because the game would have been tied.
It did.
And that must have missed by less than 6 inches.
Yeah,
last
it was
night.
Crazy.
All right. Fernando gets a base hit after that long fly ball. He gets the third on back to back bad throws, one to first base and one wild pitch. So here comes Arise with the tying run at third and one out. You know what I wrote down?
I don't.
I sure hope Arise can hit one of his fly balls to left field right now. And he did!
I know.
Although it was so shallow, it wouldn't have scored any other player but Fernando.
Fernando, so, when he took off, I was like, what is he doing?
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you, Fernando giveth, he also taketh away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to explain. And it goes into the bottom of the third inning. We got the base hit by Mullins. Lindor comes up, base hit, down into the right field corner. If you look at the play, the ball was a little bit over toward the line. Fernando had to go to his left. Fernando has a great arm. We know he's the best defensive player in the history of the sport. But he's not the smartest. And he tries to unleash a throw that has no chance of getting Mullins out at third base. Mullins is going to be at third base, standing there when the throw arrives. But Fernando wants to show off his arm, so he guns this cannon of a throw. Now, Manny kind of saves the day by cutting it off. But the throw is so wild and high coming in that Lindor goes, oh, I can take second. And he made it. That doesn't seem like a big deal to you.
Where would he be throwing? I'm honestly asking.
Throw to second base. Keep Lindor at first.
I thought you were supposed to always...
You don't try to throw out the runner at third if you have no chance. You throw to second to keep the hitter at first.
No, I totally understand that.
Because you always want the double play in order.
Yes.
And guess what Soto did? He hit a ground ball to second base that would have been a double play. And a run would have scored, and the inning probably would have ended 2-1.
All right, you know what, Chris? You win on that one.
Of course I win on this.
Well, I don't know.
Fernando is the most talented guy. I love it. But he makes dumb baseball decisions sometimes. That was one of them.
What if,
I can't look at it any other way.
I can't even say what if he made the play because...
Do what would have happened
if he wasn't going
to
make the play.
But if he threw to second and everything else happened, Soto grounded out into a double play. The run scores. It's 2-1. Now there's two outs. Base is empty. Maybe you get out of that inning 2-1 instead of 5-1. You can't make plays like that if you're going to win in a playoff series that is going to be tight.
You're right.
And everything's going
to
matter.
You have to do it by the book.
Sorry. That was a bad mistake in my mind. I've talked about the quick hook. Wandy coming in. We've already gone through all of that. Down 5-1. Same old story. And then, wrote about Nimmo, 3-run homer. Wins games. You guys can, make fun of me for bringing that up all the time. Not you, but everybody. I talk about 3-run homers. The Padres don't get many of them. When they do, they win. But when they give them up, they lose. 3-run homers matter.
They do.
That's all I'm going to say about the 3-run homer.
And it's been more apparent than ever recently.
Kyle Hart came in to strike out Alonso.
I like Kyle Hart as the reliever.
Okay, you like him right now. He strikes out Alonso. I looked it up. Alonso has a 919 OPS this year against right-handed pitching, but only 728 against lefties. That means he's completely backwards.
Yeah.
Which means in a crucial spot, if you face Alonso later in the season, I'm bringing more to Hone in instead of one of my righties. Alonso doesn't hit the lefties. He kills the righties. Something to keep in mind.
Hopefully the Padres don't have to face them again.
Yeah, well, hopefully they have a chance to. Because they wouldn't see the Mets again until the NLCS if that all worked out. Meanwhile, while all this was going on, Padres go in order in the 4th and the 5th and the 6th and the 7th. You know what I call those, Scraby?
What?
I wrote it down here for you. Those are Lawrence Welk innings. You know who Lawrence Welk is?
I've definitely heard the name.
Lawrence Welk is an old 1930s band leader who used to have a television show. And he used to intro every bit of music by going, one, a two, a three. That's what the Padres did in the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th inning.
As
just
a
nothing.
Fan?
They didn't do anything. Like, they just disappeared those four innings.
As a fan, there's nothing more frustrating to me than watching them go down 1-2-3 inning after inning.
Inning after inning. Alonso gets a sack fly later in the game. This was against a righty, by the way. 6-1. And then the next play, O'Hearn chases the pop-up over to the railing. Alonso doesn't move. And I don't blame him. You're not supposed to help the fielder when he's in your dugout.
Yeah.
But because he didn't move, O'Hearn cracked him in the head. And I thought that was fair play.
It is fair
play. Alonso. You don't want to move?
Pete Alonso
I'm
going to
hit you in the head. He's a weird guy. We've talked about this before.
Remember when he wanted to charge the mound, make
that legal?
He's just
a weird guy. He just seems like an odd guy to me. There was one couple of more little fun thing in the eighth inning. The Padres finally got two hits. Both of them were base hits off the pitcher's body. You don't see that too often.
No, you don't.
And then Arise came up there, and I thought, well, just hit it at the pitcher. But that didn't work out.
No.
And then in the ninth inning, Manny comes up. I think it was, leading off the ninth inning, Manny comes up. And on the 3-1 pitch, he throws his bat away, but they call it strike two. And it was strike two. But then the next pitch, he swings at a ball and strikes out. And I just wrote, that's the kind of day it was. So there you go. There's your notes on a scorecard.
You know when I said that it's very frustrating to watch them go down 1-2-3, it's also very frustrating to watch them swing at the outsides low and away slider.
Yeah, but that's easy for us to say because we see it coming
in. Yeah, I'm not.
If you're standing in the batter's box, it's not that
Chris,
easy.
Chris, I've played like two real baseball games as an adult, and some guy was throwing a slider. Those things are not easy to hit.
Not at all. So it was a Mets day. 6-1 was the score, as we've told you many times. And now it's on to Chicago. And I don't know. I'm not ceding the division to the Dodgers yet because, hell, the Dodgers will probably lose tonight to the Giants. That's what's been happening for the last 3 weeks.
Yes.
Padres lose, Dodgers lose. So,
Padres win, Dodgers win.
Yeah, so we'll see if, if they go up by 3 games tonight with 10 to play, 9 to play. They go up 3 games with 9 to play and they have the tiebreaker, start booking the trip to Chicago for the wild card.
I'm already planning on it.
Are you going?
I thought about it.
I'm going to send you just to get you out of my hair for a few days.
I have lots of airline miles.
Okay. Well, then away you go. All right. Hour number 2, Gwynn and Chris until 4:30 today. Big Fives ahead and some more fun stuff. 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.